Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Sharma Shields reading The Feed by M.L. Smoker. I met M.L. Smoker in Montana when I was at the University of Montana for my MFA, and she was already a very successful poet while we were in the program. And I always have admired her so much. And for the last couple of decades, she has just been fighting like hell for Indigenous rights in Montana and bettering Indigenous education there. And her poetry, I think, speaks to all of that in this really powerful way. The Feed. Several of my cousins lean up against the house, taking long drags from the pack of Marlboros we share. We have always been this way, addicted and generous. A powwow tape plays from inside the open garage where two old uncles are thinking to themselves in the safety of its shadows. Our aunties are in the kitchen, preparing the boiled meat and choke cherry soup and laughing about old jokes they still hang on to because these things are a matter of survival. Outside, we ask about who was driving around with who last night, where so-and-so got beat up, whose girlfriend left him for someone else. But she'll go back to him, we all think to ourselves. Aunties carry the full pots and pans to the picnic table, and Uncle prays over our food in Assiniboine. We all want to forget that we don't understand this language. We spend lots of time trying to forget in different ways. No one notices that the wild turnips are still simmering in a pot on the stove. That was The Feed by M.L. Smoker from Another Attempt at Rescue, published by Hanging Loose Press. I'm Sharma Shields.